You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Laureen Collier-Percy, creative wealth facilitator, speaker, and best-selling author, passionately helping women turn their pocketbook pain into pocketbook prosperity. Laureen, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Great. I am so happy to be a part of it as well.
Well, tell me, what determines who will be rich and who will be poor? I'm sure the listeners are ready to hear what you had to say about this.
You know, it's actually very simple. It is our mindset which helps us to determine whether we're going to be rich or poor. Unfortunately, we're conditioned or taught by people who we may have grown up with, the radio, newspapers, friends, and, you know, other relatives that don't know a lot about money, and we're tempted to just kind of do what they're doing. So it's our mindset that causes us to, you know, gear toward either being rich or poor.
And one of your speaking topics is about decluttering your money mindset. Please tell us a little bit about this and how we can discover what's keeping us from financial prosperity.
You know, I believe earlier choices and better choices are the key to strong financial health. So whether it's good or bad, we've been pre-programmed by these outside influences. So using our current financial mindset is the first step to establish financial security. And until we recognize the negative habits and beliefs that we have around money, we will not be able to experience financial prosperity.
And what can people do to change those bad money habits that they are repeatedly in the habit of making?
Well, the first thing I would suggest is just to figure out where you are right now financially. You know, what is your income? What is your expenses? You know, what is your mindset about that? Maybe speak to a financial counselor, a financial planner, someone that can help you determine, you know, where you are. And then think about and take the steps, you know, to get you where it is that you want to go. You know, some of us, when we say rich, it can be rich where I can just afford, you know, all of my bills and have a little money left over. Rich could be owning a fabulous mansion. So everyone determines what rich is for them. So once you know where you are and where you want to be, you can just, you know, get with someone to help you with those steps that will take you there.
Today we are speaking with Laureen Collier-Percy, a creative wealth facilitator, speaker, and best-selling author who passionately helps women turn their pocketbook pain into pocketbook prosperity here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Laureen, if you would, please explain the important contrast in how poor and rich people with the in regards to there's not enough mindset versus look at all the ways to increase cash flow way of thinking.
Well, sometimes, you know, people that are have a poor mindset, it's in a mindset of thinking about lack, that they, you know, lack this or they lack that. There's not enough money. There's not, you know, there's nothing to do to make money. This is all that I can expect in my life. I'm just going to be poor. On the other hand, the rich recognize that there is abundance everywhere. Wealthy people notice that there's abundance. They're seeking it to attract it. They're taking advantage of events and the situations all around them. They see that there's low-hanging fruit right in front of them, and they know that all they have to do is pluck from that tree to produce wealth. So the rich think about cash flowing, you know, in and out, and what does it take to make things happen? So, again, it's all about that mindset, you know, the rich versus the poor, you know, knowing that there is enough, that there's more abundance out there for everyone.
Well said. And lastly, can you share three tips to better manage our money?
Yes, I would love to. The first thing I would suggest is just determine your current financial situation. And again, you can do this by creating what's called a personal financial statement. You know, where you are today financially, writing down everything, how much money you're bringing in, how much you are spending, keeping receipts. You know, it's very important to know where the money is going. The next thing, I would suggest is start donating. start giving at least 10% of your income to your church, to a charity that you want to support. Money is always in circulation, and if you are not giving on a regular basis, that may be the very reason why you're not receiving. Lastly, you should make sure that you are paying yourself first. I'm sure we hear this all the time. You have to decide to make saving a priority even before you pay your bills. Now, that may sound crazy and all out, you know, whatever, but I think it's very important that you are paying yourself first at least 5 to 10% directly coming out of your paycheck into a savings account. None of us should be depending on the government, our employers, or no one else to take care of us. It's very important that we build those financial nest eggs for ourselves.
I like the sounds of that. How about telling our listeners before you go where they can be in touch and also get more information?
Why, certainly. You can, I'm on pretty much all the social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter. My Twitter name and Facebook name is Savvy Chicks Rule. You can just look that up and find me that way. Also, please visit my website. It is LoreenCollierPercy.com. And Percy is spelled P-U-R-C-Y. There you can sign up for my newsletter. You can receive tons and tons of financial tips, resources, free guides, reports, and everything that will help you get to where you want to be financially.
Very good. And in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a takeaway from today's segment for the listener?
Yes. It may be difficult to change your habits because, let's face it, we're so conditioned on doing, you know, what we've been doing for a long time. But it all depends on you and how eager you are to take control of your financial life. You don't have to do anything that we talked about today. But if you don't, you will remain where you are in the current rat race of living paycheck to paycheck. So I encourage everyone to take at least one step that we've discussed today and to change their lives for the better.
Loreen, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
We've been speaking with Loreen Collier-Percy, a creative wealth facilitator, speaker, and best-selling author who passionately helps women turn their pocketbook pain into pocketbook prosperity. And once again, the website of reference is LoreenCollierPercy.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.